The chairman of Foltia Ireland, Michael Cawley from Greystones, stepped down after it emerged he travelled to Italy on holiday. The Minister for Media, Tourism, Arts, Culture and Sport, and not forgetting the Gaeltacht, quite a wide portfolio, Catherine Martin, said she has accepted Michael Cawley's resignation after it emerged he was on holiday in Italy. This despite, they said, government advice to avoid non-essential travel abroad. Now, in a statement, Mr. Cawley said he had resigned with great regret, saying he did not want the issue of his pre-arranged family holiday to Italy to distract from the work of Foltia Ireland in rebuilding the Irish tourism industry. He said he fully supports the government's policy on tourism and will continue to help the industry emerge from its current difficulties. On the line, I'm joined by independent councillor in the area, representing Mr. Cawley's area, Tom Fortune, who's involved in tourism here in the county. Hello to you, Tom.
Good morning, Declan. How are you?
Good morning to you. Was Mr. Cawley right to step down?
Step down, yeah. He was. Yeah, he didn't have any option. In my view, Declan, I mean, obviously, being chairman of Foltia Ireland and with the regulations and has been brought into place and what we're all asked to do, I don't think he had any choice but to step aside. I do think it's a terrible shame because I do believe that he has been very, very good for tourism and has so much to offer. I can recall when I was chair of tourism myself, having him at one of our AGMs as a guest, and it wasn't so much the speech he made, it was the way he said it and the way he came across. He has so much to offer tourism, but in the circumstances that we're all living in, and with the staycation and all that type of thing, it was a no-brainer. He just had to step aside. He would have known that himself.
You mentioned regulations. What regulations were these?
Well, we've been asked, even go back to your previous interview there with the previous speaker, we're being asked to behave in a certain way. We're asked to basically not to make unnecessary journeys. I know they brought in this green list, but I think all that's done, in my view, is cause confusion.
Regulations. It is on the green list. It is half the number that we are in Italy. Okay, they've closed the nightclub, so they're very concerned that it could grow. But, you know, there was no regulation. He could travel on the green list, surely.
There's no argument on that, Declan, at all. But it's the whole optics of the whole situation. I mean, if you're in a position of power, like if you're chairperson of an organization like tourism, you have to lead by what you would see as example. Because, I mean, my concern with all of this would be that this virus has not gone away. There's a lot of stuff going on in our country. In fact, if it was down, Declan, you know, I've spoken to you on tourism for many, many years. I'm passionate about tourism. I think we should have been telling people that not to travel over to any country. We should have been all asked this year in particular to stay at home and have our holidays at home. That's my personal view.
We were asked. So, from your view, Mr. Cawley sinned against the optics, rules.
I think, Declan, to be fair to the whole situation, because of Michael's position that he holds in the circumstances, he had no option but to step aside. And as I said to you, in the early part of our chat there, I think it's a terrible shame because I think he has so much to offer. He's a guy of amazing ability in lots of ways. I think he's been very, very good for tourism. But at the end of the day, you have to do the right thing. And the right thing for him was to step aside. And that's what he's done. Because I think that the whole tourism product is so important. I think the domestic product is so important, and not to go off on a tangent on you, but I think I believe passionately we should be selling our domestic product a lot better than we are doing.
Yeah, it's a sort of an honorary job. I know he's getting a small amount of money for it and using his experience with Ryanair and other things to contribute to Ireland. I'm not saying, of course, that entitles him to you know, offend the optics as such, but it wasn't a big payer, let's face it. It was more of an honorary thing with a few quid. Yeah.
No, money.
And giving his talent.
Money wouldn't be part of it at all. Sure, the guy has walked at a senior level in Irish business all his life. What I'm saying to you is he has so much to offer the whole tourism area, the whole tourism product. My belief is that over the last 6 years, he has added tremendous value to the whole thing. But in the circumstances now, we currently find ourselves as a country and as a world in a situation. Unfortunately, the optics are very, very important. And in the circumstances, he would have had no option but to stand aside. And that's what he's done. And he's done the right thing as far as I'd be concerned there. I just think that I hope he's not lost to tourism, because I think tourism to me is such an important product for our country, for our county and everything else. I just hope that he isn't lost to that, but he had no option but to do that. And as I said to you, the tourism product is such an important thing, and we can't be sending signals to people that you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that, and then demonstrate then that it's okay, we don't really mean it. But I think we've got to mean what we say in the current circumstances.
Okay, so just we'll abandon this green list because it doesn't mean anything, obviously.
I personally, Declan, I'm just giving you my opinion. I think the green list caused confusion. I think it's a bit of, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just giving you a personal view. I just think it's a bit of a red herring in the whole thing. I think we should have been all asked to stay in Ireland this year and to holiday in Ireland. We should have been all asked to not travel overseas for holidays. There should be no ambiguity about it. It should have been very clear, and that's really my take on it. I think it would have been an opportunity to really support tourism businesses, the length and breadth of the island of Ireland. That's what I would believe. I mean, as I said to you earlier, Declan, I really have a very, very strong view on the whole tourism situation in the country, and particularly in here in the county of Wicklow.
Okay. We interchange ask and advice with regulations, but I take your point. Okay. All right, Tom Fortune, thanks very much indeed. Good to talk to you. Thank you. That's independent councillor in the Greystones Kilcool area, and that there is Tom Fortune.